USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump said a special Thanksgiving message to U.S. servicemen and women stationed around the world, thanking them for their sacrifices on this holiday.
Many of you are very far from home, but today we hope you know that millions of American families are praying in gratitude for the sacrifices you make and the incredible, absolutely incredible job you do. As president, I want to personally express my profound thanks to each and every one of you for your devoted service to our nation.
Answering questions from reporters for the first time since the election, President Trump also said that he'd be heading to Georgia to help in the two Senate runoff elections.
I spoke with the two great senators. They're great senators, Kelly and David. I'll probably be going on Saturday. We're looking for a site. We're going to have a tremendous turnout, and we seem to always have a good turnout.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
President-elect Joe Biden has made climate change one of his priorities, and he says he'll rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump pulled the United States from that treaty in 2017. Economist Stephen Moore says that leaving the accord was the right move, and that going back to it is a policy that puts America last. He told Fox News that the deal does nothing to stop other big polluters at the expense of American industry and American jobs.
The Paris Climate Change Treaty is a joke. I mean, the single biggest polluter in the world by far, is China. And it doesn't require China to do anything for another 10 years. Meanwhile, we have to shut down our coal plants. We have to shut down our oil and gas facilities that employ, you know, millions of workers. We have to use more expensive energy while China and India and Russia laugh behind our back. So I don't think it's a very wise thing to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Baltimore Ravens were supposed to play a primetime game on Thanksgiving night against their division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game has instead been moved for now to Sunday afternoon and looks even more likely to be postponed or canceled. Another four Ravens players have tested positive for coronavirus, and the team has closed its facility until at least Monday. There's yet been no word from the NFL about canceling or rescheduling that game. One college game scheduled for Saturday has been axed. Number 19 USC in Colorado has been canceled after the Pac-12 said the Trojans did not have enough scholarship players to play as a result of positive COVID tests and close contact quarantines. Have you ever wondered what your cat is saying? A new app says it can translate those mews into meaning. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Since reading a cat's mind is impossible, Javier Sanchez is currently developing an app called Meow Talk that promises to translate your cat's vocalizations into something humans can understand. He helped develop Amazon Alexa and now works for tech company Akvelin, and his team has found that cats often have one of nine different intents they are trying to relay when they meow, and each message has its own type of meow. Cat owners who download the app are able to record their cat's meows and then get a translation of the sound. Meow Talk is still under development and is continually being refined and updated. And if all else fails, you can always adopt a dog. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.